This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Nationwide campaign launched to remove illegally built structures on public land, including in Kathmandu Valley. Preliminary data of displaced households being collected for necessary arrangements and accommodation. Grade 12 board examinations commences from today. Government identifies 13 different challenges in Nepal's energy sector, highlighting investment diversification and legal reforms. And 14 people killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon amid ongoing ceasefire. Now the news in detail. A nationwide campaign has been launched to remove structures built illegally on government and public land, including in the Kathmandu Valley. In the first phase, the government began clearing encroached houses and sheds from high-risk areas across the valley starting Saturday. Recently, illegal structures along riverbanks in Thapathali, Sinamangal, Gairigao and Shantinagar in Kathmandu were removed. Similarly, a government team with support from Nepal Police and Armed Police Force yesterday is clearing encroached structures along the Manohara River. Development Commissioner of the Kathmandu Valley Development Authority Januka Dhakal said that settlements in the high-risk areas will be cleared in the initial phase, followed by identification of landless people and arrangements for proper resettlement in the second phase. The authority stated that preliminary data of displaced households is being collected and arrangements for accommodation are being made. Temporary arrangements for food and accommodation have been made for them in different hotels. Under the campaign, illegal structures are also being removed in the various parts of the country, including Rupandehi, Nuakot and Parsa. Similarly, the Narayani Irrigation Management Office has launched a campaign to demolish huts and other structures built illegally along the bank of the Gandak Canal. Meanwhile, the Tribhuvan University has given a 35-day ultimatum to the Cricket Association of Nepal CAN to vacate the cricket ground within its premises. The directive follows a recently issued public notice on Baisakh 4 under the government's campaign to reclaim encroached land. The university has sent formal letters to multiple organizations, including CAN, as part of the clearance drive. Officials said CAN's existing agreement with the university is set to expire at the end of this month. The TU cricket ground was recently upgraded with parapets, seating and floodlights and has already hosted two seasons of the Nepal Premier League NPL. The Grade 12 examinations conducted by the National Examination Board SANO TIMI has begun from today. A day before the examinations yesterday, Member Secretary at the Board Jang Bahadur Aryal urged all stakeholders to cooperate and coordinate to ensure the examinations are conducted in a dignified, well-managed and fear-free manner. Examination Controller Krishna Prasad Sharma shared the information that a total of 418,008 students are appearing in the Grade 12 exams. The government has identified 13 different challenges in the country's energy sector and concluded that effective initiatives, investment diversification and legal reforms are needed to address them. According to the Energy Consumption Growth and Export Strategy 2083 prepared by the government, weakness of the distribution system's capacity and quality and the lack of quality and reliable power supply in the industrial sector have been taken as challenges. Similarly, the government has identified increasing use of devices that consume more electricity in household and commercial sectors, increasing electricity use in agriculture, irrigation and industrial sectors, and the lack of electric vehicle charging infrastructure as the challenges. The government concludes that the adequate development of internal and interstate transmission lines and associated structures is also a challenge. The main opposition, Nepali Congress, is set to elect its parliamentary party leader today. Party lawmakers held discussions at Singha Darbar yesterday aiming to reach consensus. If no agreement is reached, voting will be held the same day after nominations open at 9 a.m. A meeting scheduled for 1 p.m. today at the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party office in Singha Darbar is expected to finalize the process. It may be noted that the Nepali Congress is the only major party yet to select its parliamentary leader. There are 38 lawmakers in the party, with Arjun Narsingh Kesi, Bhismaraj Angdambe and Mohan Acharya among the main contenders. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, has said that small and medium-sized enterprises are the pillars of the country's economy. Addressing the 8th Annual General Meeting of the Small and Medium Entrepreneurs Umbrella Organization, Nepal National Federation of Entrepreneurs in Kathmandu yesterday, the National Assembly Chair said that time has come to show results through best performance. Chair Dahal stated that he would seriously hold discussions with the Finance Minister regarding the issues of the entrepreneurs before the budget preparation. The National Forum of Photojournalists has announced it will host an international photo conference with participation from 100 photojournalists and photographers from various countries. Speaking at the 99th National Photojournalism Day yesterday, President of the Forum, Pradeep Raj Onta, made the announcement stating that the conference aims to promote tourism and strengthen international cooperation. Officials highlighted challenges faced by photojournalists, including lack of insurance and misuse of their work without permission. The Department of Information and Broadcasting also shared plans to establish a national photo bank. Meanwhile, a revolving fund of ₹300,000 has been set up in memory of late wildlife photographer Chungwa Sherpa. Nepal received altogether 7,642 tourists from third countries in the past 9 months through the eastern border in Kakarbhitta of Chapa. Chief of the Immigration Office in Kakarbhitta, Tulsi Bhattrai, shared the information that tourists from 81 countries across the world visited Nepal in the first 9 months of the current fiscal year. The number of Bhutanese nationals coming to Nepal stood at the top of the rank during the period, followed by the USA, Thailand, Australia and the UK. The Immigration Office stated that a total of 4,154 tourists entered Nepal during the period. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 14 people have been killed, including 2 children and 2 women, and 37 others injured in a recent Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it carried out artillery and air strikes targeting positions of Hezbollah, claiming the sites were being used to prepare attacks against its forces. Earlier, the Israeli military had issued evacuation warnings to residents in several villages, urging them to leave immediately. Despite a ceasefire that took effect on April 16 and was extended last week, both sides have continued to accuse each other of violations. Under the agreement, Israel maintains the right to act in self-defense against what it describes as imminent threats. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the military is operating with force to counter Hezbollah's actions, which he claimed are undermining the ceasefire. The developments come amid ongoing regional tensions, with Iran also engaging in diplomatic efforts related to broader negotiations. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, whereas the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Madhes, Lumbini and Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. The rest of the country will have mainly fair weather today. Meanwhile, there is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini province, including the Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Hot daytime conditions are likely in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nationwide campaign launched to remove illegally built structures on public land, including in Kathmandu Valley. Preliminary data of displaced households being collected for necessary arrangements and accommodation. Grade 12 board examinations commences from today. Government identifies 13 different challenges in Nepal's energy sector, highlighting investment diversification and legal reforms. And 14 people killed in Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon amid ongoing ceasefire. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.